sorry. And I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. Then let them to end my life. Our lady now is approaching. She's by the left side of the trees. The trees now are beginning to become all lighted and blue. But the blue is almost a pale purple. The blue about the trees now looks like a pale purple. Now Our Lady is coming forward, and behind her, standing them over to her right, is Michael. Now Michael is wearing a long garment this evening. He has a sash about his waist now. It's a golden sash, and his gown covers his feet. I can't see his sandals or if he has anything on his feet. The gown is so very long.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Now Our Lady is coming over. She's standing in the middle by the flagpole, to the left of the flagpole. Now Our Lady has a shawl about her head, but the shawl is not a bright white either. It's sort of tinged in purple.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Now Our Lady is speaking very softly.
Among women, and blessed is
I can barely hear her. My child, I wear the colors of my sorrow. The numbers counted at the final count will be few. All because so few have chosen to turn aside my many warnings given upon earth through many seers in many places.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou
mankind
among women, and
the children of earth
thy womb
have become obsessed with the pleasures of the flesh.
Hail Mary,
their eyes are blinded, so that they have taken themselves onto the wide road leading to the abyss.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
many voices in the light, governed by the Spirit from heaven, have cried out the warning to prepare.
Full of grace.
Prepare for the great trial that lies ahead for an unrepentant generation.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
The Father, your Creator, he does not seek to set upon you the fiery cataclysm. However, it will be the great and eventual destiny of mankind if he does not heed the warnings from heaven.
Hail Mary.
I have come, my children, as a mediatrix from the Father and my Son, to warn you that you must turn now from your present course. It is a course that offends the Father very much.
Full of grace.
For you have allowed yourselves to be governed in error and deceit.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
The children,
Hail Mary,
are the victims,
the Lord,
of their elders.
Blessed art thou among women.
The parents,
blessed is the fruit.
Hold the balance now,
Jesus,
for the recovery of the souls of their children. Many have turned upon their parents and given themselves to the world of evil about them.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
It is sad to see, my child, that many have removed their sacramentals. Oh, how sad this is! For they do not know that they leave the world open for the entrance of the evil spirits upon them. It is not for decoration that these objects were given you from your God. No, they are your armor, your protection in these days. Do you not recognize, my children, the signs of your times? No, you fail to recognize these signs because you no longer recognize the book of life as a guide for you. The revelations have been cast aside and replaced by myths and the illogical reasoning of mankind. Scientific reasoning, they have called it, my child. But no, it is the deception and darkness of Satan.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
My child,
the Lord is with thee.
You are not alone in the battle ahead.
And blessed is the fruit.
The Father has allowed me the time to gather many little armies throughout the world.
The Lord is with thee.
Their banners are known to all who proceed in the light. Their banners will be rejected by all who proceed in the darkness.
Hail Mary.
I have told you, my child, many times that your road will be filled with thorns. All who seek to stand and defend my son shall receive these thorns. But how pleasurable and how magnificent will be the reward for all those who persevere in the days ahead.
Among many, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We are the kingdom of the Father. Find many errors being propagated in my son's house. Church,
among women, and
it is the great deception that is permitted for mankind in these latter days. It will be in this manner that the sheep shall be separated from the goats. All who have given themselves to Satan will be known.
And blessed is
for their fruit shall fall, for they will wither on the vine, and all that is rotten shall fall.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are
pray much, my children, for your pastors.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
That they be given the strength from the Father to go forward in truth and in the light.
Hail Mary.
It is sad to say, my child, that many have lost their way
among women, and
preferring to receive the rewards of mankind. Their knowledge of the supernatural has been cast aside and replaced by humanism and the modernism of your time. Rationalizing even sin, my child.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Glory be.
We have asked all who are with my son not to abandon his house. Do not judge his house on the man who has been governing it, your pastors and your clergy. For they are only human, subject to sin even. Remember that the heart and the true foundation of Jesus' house is the Eucharist that you receive in the Holy Communion.
Seeking the ruination of souls. Amen. The fourth joy.
Well, unto that day, my child, when this is even denied you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Hail Mary.
Prayer is developing, my child, in your country and the world, a most dangerous trend.
And
it is one of separation from the Peter, the head of your church.
Hail Mary.
You will not bring about this separation from the seat of Rome.
Among women,
you have nothing to gain, but everything to lose. Or should you go ahead with this plan of separation,
Hail Mary,
you will lead on to the road of the abbess, leading to the abbess many souls. Woe unto those pastors. Woe unto the clergy who now set themselves up as leaders to confuse, confound, and mislead.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of
novelty, my child, has been the ruination of many souls. Change. Why does mankind call always for change, my child? Is not the test of time a certain guide for mankind? We do not change to please mankind, but we set ourselves as examples to bring mankind to his God. Intellectual pride, my children. Intellectual pride has set many onto the path of hell. Yes. Do not cast aside this knowledge, this truth of the existence of hell.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The agents about you, working for the prince of darkness, have made it their business to take from your mind the reality of the existence of a realm of punishment.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I have asked all of my children,
Hail Mary,
to read the book of life.
The Lord is
it is your guideline to the future.
Among women, and blessed is
you will all pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you in your reading, that you do not fall into the errors of your day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
There is great danger of separation from Rome, my children, for mankind is searching into a world that they can never fathom.
And to the Holy Ghost.
We see upon your world many organizations and secret societies. They are of Satan.
Hallowed be thy name.
Many have given themselves to the worship of Satan. Abominations are being committed in the ley lines and also within the houses of my son. Permissiveness will not guarantee conversion, my children. Your example has sent many from the past.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
All who have been chosen by the Father to be given the grace,
the Lord is with
of baptism,
blessed art thou,
shall have,
and
from that day forward, a covenant with the Lord. It is the will of the Father, my children, that I repeat to you that all who have any part, even a small measure, in the murder of the unborn shall be condemned eternally to the abyss.
The Lord is with thee.
The commandments of the Most High God, your Father in heaven, were not given
thy womb, Jesus,
to cast aside, but it is a rule of discipline, and these commandments must be adhered to.
Kill.
Thou shalt not kill a creation of your Father.
Blessed art thou.
You have chosen
and
of your own free will,
thy womb,
O men of darkness, to send back to the Father souls that have not completed their mission.
The Lord is with thee.
The score is being counted,
and
you shall receive the fruits of your abominations. Turn back now and make atonement for your murders.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Your city, my child, is a cesspool of sin. The cities in your country and the world have become cesspools of sin. Remember Sodom. Remember Gomorrah. The sin being committed now upon earth is far more grievous than during Noah's time. Therefore, you will be redeemed by a baptism of fire. The hand of God grows heavy. The Father will not tolerate these murders.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
What, my child, does it gain a man,
Jesus,
if he gathers the treasures of the whole world and forever loses his soul?
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Pray much, my child.
And
pray much, my children.
Of thy womb.
For if you return to us that one straying soul and snatch this soul from Satan, there will be great joy in heaven forever. And your reward will far surpass anything that you can deem in your imagination. Nothing is impossible with the Father. Therefore, call upon him in these dark days, for he will, in his merciful heart, rescue those whom you will make sacrifice for, whom you, in your true love of mankind, will pray for and do penance for.
In the ruination of those, amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee we cry, to better the children of Eve. To thee we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. And then, most gracious advocate, thy lives and mercy to us.
You will understand, my child, in time, great graces, must carry a very heavy cross. There is much that cannot be revealed to you at this time, for there are mysteries of heaven and a great mystery of earth. At the proper time, all this will be made known to you.
Cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We here in heaven are much grieved because we see mankind turning from the facts of the supernatural
in the name of
the light of the Father. They're calling in a manner that makes our hearts heavy, for they're reaching out and calling in a manner that has not been directed by the Father from heaven. They set upon themselves great delusions and great aberrations from the truth. Pray much, my children, that you do not fall into these errors.
Was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died.
You will find in the days ahead, my child, that they will set many against you. For it is to silence you, as they have many other voice boxes from heaven in the past. There are many who are in darkness that cannot stand the light intruding upon their world. They enjoy and love their sin so much so that they choose to cast aside the knowledge of the veil and the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven.
Grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and
at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary. The Father,
the Lord is with thee,
has given you a great grace, my children, in the past, a reprieve from the ball of redemption. How long we can keep this fiery cataclysm from coming upon you? Well, that, my child, lies with the atonement of mankind. Know that the pages of the Book of Life must come to pass. However, if you will turn back from these abominations, these aberrations, and these sins of the flesh, my child, I promise to go before the Father and beg for your reprieve. For I am a mother, and truly the mother of great sorrows. Now our lady is walking. No, she's not walking. She's floating over to the right side of the flagpole, and she's looking down. Now, behind her, I see a group of men coming forward. They all look very scholarly. Oh, I recognize now St. Robert. St. Robert Bellarmine. He's holding a Bible in his left hand. I know it's a large book. Our lady says it is a tome. A tome. And now he has his right hand raised, St. Robert, and he has this large cross, which he's placing now on top of the book. Now, he's nodding, St. Robert, to Our Lady, and Our Lady is nodding her head, yes, and now he's coming forward. My children, of the Queen of Heaven has directed you well. The words of truth and life have been given to you in the past by those directed by the Father from heaven. You call these men of enlightenment the prophets of old. But do not, my children, cast them aside as being old and outdated. No, my children, this book was given to you as it is for your very lifetime. The word of God, the Father, is eternal. It shall not be changed to please mankind. You will not cater to the lusts of the flesh. It is not an easy road to the kingdom. It was never meant to be an easy road. It is a road gained by great grace and merit. It is a road that can be obtained by sacrificing your worldly pleasures.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You cannot bargain with Satan and the Father. There is no middle road. You must stay on the narrow road that leads to the light, or you will go farther into the darkness.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now, see, Robert is moving backward. He's like just gliding back just a little above Our Lady, and he's picking up the cross now that had been lying down on the book. And he's holding it in his right hand. Now, Our Lady is coming forward. Her robe now is very brilliant and white. And now it's not the cloak over her head doesn't look purple anymore. Oh, it's a brilliant white. And it has a beautiful gold trim around the edge. Now, Our Lady is holding out her rosary. The rosary is beautiful. The beads are very big. They're white. But as Our Lady is turning and looking about down here, the beads are taking on a pink, a very pink, luminous glow, and the Our Father is golden. Now Our Lady is holding the crucifix up like this, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is pointing up with the crucifix up to the sky on the left side of the flagpole, her right side. Now I see a great gathering of people, but they're all dressed in very different clothes than I've ever seen. Oh, they must be from the past, because their dresses, the women are dressed in very long gowns, and some are nuns. I recognize the nun. Oh, and I know that St. Catherine, this St. Catherine Laverick. Now, she has on the large white hat, but she's not turning her head because the edge of it is touching the nun on her right, and it seems to be hindering her turning around, and she's smiling.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Now, Our Lady is going over, and she's standing now at the left side of the flagpole, right next to St. Catherine.
Hail Mary.
And now Our Lady is coming forward. My child, Satan has a most terrible plan. You must make it known to the world that he will try to discredit all those whom we have chosen in the past to bring to you the truth. You will gather, my child, all the copies of the books that are being discarded from your shelves. The books of life and love, the books of truth.
Hail Mary, full of...
Many are being burned, for they have been replaced by books that have been written by the agents of hell. Hurry, my child, rescue these books, for soon they will be few among you.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord...
Read them well, and they will be forever in your hearts. Direct your children in the light. Do not allow them to fall into the darkness of error.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Now Our Lady is pointing to the nuns and all of these people that are dressed. The ladies all have these long dresses on. And Our Lady is now nodding her head. You see, my child, you use the word Mary-like. But the word is truly chastity, modesty. It is a word, chastity, the word modesty. Soon, for forgotten on your earth. Pagans! Pagans, my child! Pagans roaming also in the house of my son! Is there no one who will go and chase them out?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy figures on it. And now Our Lady is smiling and coming forward. Oh, she is so beautiful. Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful. My child, persevere to the end. Have no fear of the days ahead. For with my rosary and this scapula, we shall crush the head of Satan. There will be a great war
will be lost to us, as they had not prepared themselves for this great war.
Hail Mary.
Many have not recognized the signs of their times, being too involved, my child, with the pleasures of their world. Their search for riches that were lost in what have taken them away for their search for eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among
the chastisement which will be sent upon mankind will be, my child, a great ball of fire. Now Our Lady is pointing up to the sky. It's becoming very dark, and I can see it. Oh, it's so hot. I see a great, huge ball. It's hurling through the sky, and it's shooting off particles of color. But there's an awful fog. It's a tremendous fog of dust. And now it's traveling at a great speed, and I see now a piece of it has broken away, and it's coming down. Oh,
Mary.
A piece of it now fell into what looks like a huge body of water, and all the water is just steaming, and it's churning up. Oh, it must have been awfully large, because the water rising, and I see now people running through the streets, and they're screaming. They seem to be running aimlessly. They don't know where to hide or run. It's very frightening, Mother. Now it's growing light. It's very frightening. Our Lady now is coming forward. My child, I know of your great fear. I cannot avoid allowing you to see the great catastrophe, the great destruction that will be sent upon mankind. Shout, my child, from the rooftop. Do not slacken in your mission. Know that the strength will be given to you to go forward. We are sending many arms to help you. Courage, my child. There's no man on earth that you need fear, for you will be guided by the Father in heaven. He has a plan for each life set upon earth. We have asked you, my child, to join with other voice boxes throughout the world in spreading this message from heaven. The time grows short. Years or months, my child, what difference is it that we give you the date? It is only important that you be ready. For I can assure you, my children, that the great warning will come upon you at a time you least expect.
Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
And then,
and blessed is the fruit.
A prodigy of great proportion. In the merciful heart of the Father, you will receive a great light from heaven. Many in the world will reject this miracle. For they have joined the forces of evil set to stand and squash, my child, airy feet of the supernatural sent by the Father to bring mankind back onto the road to the kingdom. And after this, if mankind does not repent and change his ways, there will be sent upon him the great destruction in two parts. The great war that will take from your earth one third of mankind, and then the ball of redemption, the second third, And what is left, my child? Oh, sorrow of great sorrows. What is left, though, shall be in the fields. But they will join my son in rising up in glorious triumph to rebuild the kingdom of heaven upon earth. We are raising up at this time many disciples, many apostles of the latter days. They will stand in great trial upon earth. But like the voices in the wilderness, in the darkness, they will go forward carrying the light, searching with their candles through the darkness for the recovery of their brothers and sisters. From these hallowed grounds chosen by the Father, there will be given for the edification of mankind and the propagation of the mission of recovery of souls, many cures and conversions. Pray much, my child. Make many sacrifices. The greatest pleasure to the Father is to watch the sacrifices of the senses being made by mankind. You, my child, must now practice the mortification of your eating habits.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
I have not asked this before of you, for it was not time in the Father's plan. Now we ask this as a great penance for the recovery of many souls. You will now, until the Father deems that it will not be necessary, restrict yourself to one meal a day. No, you will not be hungry, for you will receive your nourishment from my Son. Do you understand, my child?
Our Father, who art in heaven,
whatever will be allowed.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is.
Now you will sit, my child, and you will be directed, Father, by Jesus. Yes, my child, you will sit. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, amen. My child, for it will only bring battle, but not destruction. It will be an insidious evil that will enter to try to take away what is known as the institutionalized house of my son. When I use my child, the name institutionalized, I do not mean it as a business, as many have made it a business. I mean it as a firm foundation of the faith, the truth, and the knowledge of the faith from the Father in heaven has already been given to you. You have a firm foundation. Why are you trying to shake it? By introducing sects and groupings that call upon the morals of Satan. Do not allow those who have entered into my son's house to mislead you by interpreting the words of your prophets of old to suit their own worldly means of finding the road to heaven. I say worldly because it is leading them fast from the road. Many call upon the Holy Spirit, my child, but the spirits they invoke are not from heaven in the light. They come up fast from the others. Flee! Have no part of these gatherings, for they are not from the light. In time, my children, you will evidence the disasters that these gatherings provoke. Many who should know better have given themselves over to this diversion. You need not this diversion. My son is always with you in the Eucharist. My children, many are turning from your sacraments, searching for a new world, a world that is burning with the love. But who knows the true meaning of the word love? How many are willing to sacrifice for this love? How many are willing to starve themselves of their worldly desires for this love? How many would be willing to give their lives for this love? No, my children, unless you pray, not invoking the Spirit, but to pray as the words were given to you, you shall not have the understanding in the light. Do not be confounded and confused. The fires from heaven are simple. Do not go searching for the sensational. For you will start your prayers always with Our Father who art in heaven. Not blah, 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 blah that we hear my child coming up here. The misinterpretation of the word tongues. Do you know what you read in the book of life? Man has put a very twisted interpretation. Blah, 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 blah. To us, my children, that is what it sounds like. I know, my child, that my directions this evening have given you great discomfort and fear. It is not often that my message has to be so severe. But if we cannot bring you onto the proper road, my children, by reasoning with you, shall the fear of God, the Lord, be set upon you to turn you back? You do not seek the light in the right places. Pray for the light, but always pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, so that you do not invoke the father of all liars, the prince of darkness, Satan. For many of you now are calling upon Satan. Therefore, pray for the night. Wear your sacramentals. Tried and true. Oh, our lady is also pointing over with a very angry look on her face. And I see, oh, terrible. Oh my goodness. I know what it is. I know they're human beings, but they're wearing black garments and slit holes in their faces. And our lady said, see, my child, the worship of the prince of evil. You are shocked, my child? Do not delude yourself that this does not exist upon your earth now. The worship of Satan. Pagans? Pagans in the house of God? Pagans roaming your nations? Leaders of your nations giving themselves to Satan? The destruction is fast approaching mankind. There is nothing that Satan will not do to seduce the nation. Awaken now from your lethargy, your love of riches. Open your eyes to the truth. Goodness. It looks like people are fighting. It's a terrible war. Oh, it's a terrible war. And there's so much blood. Now I see a stream of blood, and it's going across the waters. And it looks like Italy and France. Oh, my. Now Our Lady is coming forward, and she's placing upon her head his black shawl. Yes, my child, much blood will be shed upon the earth. Many will be martyred for the cause of my son before this battle is over. I have great hope, my child, great confidence. Raphaelis of the light, brave throughout your world, will be able to go forth and reach the world with the truth so that your generation can avoid the greatest part of the punishment that has been allotted, that will be given to mankind. If your world does not turn from the evil and the offenses being committed, offenses that will not be condoned by the Father, for you have given yourself as a perverse generation to Satan. Guard the souls of your children well, friends, for there will be tears flowing and much gnashing of teeth in those days when many are claimed. For one will be in the field, and no man will be taken. The world shall be cleansed gradually and with a baptism of fire. It is through the grace of the Father that all those who have received the message from heaven have the time to prepare their souls and the souls of those they love. And with the charity of heart, they will also go and prepare others who have been less fortunate in receiving the light. For many have rejected it. But in the mercy of the Father, the power of a prayer on your part shall bring those straying sheep back also to the fold. Convert the unbeliever. Go forward now as apostles of truth. When this cataclysm comes upon mankind, there will be no excuse. There will be no casting aside the fact in knowledge that you have given yourselves over to either Satan or the Father in heaven. Each man has a covenant with the Lord. Each man shall hold full responsibility responsibility for his soul and the souls of those he loves. Reject not the knowledge that there is a supernatural world about you, unseen to your human eyes. You must be separated from your human body before you will have this knowledge of life beyond the veil. But do not be deluded now by the agents of Satan who try to take this knowledge from you, that you are but pilgrims upon this earth, a short stay, a time of pilgrimage in which you will gain your merit or set your soul onto the road to damnation. You have been given the way. You will follow it with discipline, sacrifice, and prayer, or you will be lost forever. Pray much, my children, for many prayers are needed. Your world is in deep darkness.
Name the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hail Mary.
You meet with much disapproval by many of our clergy. I prepare you for this, for many have fallen into the web of Satan, not recognizing these gatherings of Pentecostals for what they truly are, a creation to distort and deceive. Remember, my child, that Satan was cast out. Lucifer, Luciel, with great knowledge of how to deceive the nations and mankind. No, my child, I cannot explain to you now why all of his power was not removed. It is a secret of heaven. Many have given themselves to disobedience of your Holy Father, your vicar. We have asked him to condemn the practice of calling upon the Spirit. He has followed the direction of the Father, but many of his clergy have fallen into disobedience of your vicar.
That we to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and cross, before the glory of his resurrection.
Many have chosen to go their own way, following their own rules without discipline.
Let your light shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Many have set themselves up to guide others without the true knowledge, but they have cast aside our vicar and his warnings.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, one of the...
Yes, our Holy Father suffers much, my child. Very much for him. For his strength is greatly taxed by those who give him much sorrow. Those he hath trusted have set the knives into his heart.
The Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Oh, now Our Lady is moving over to the right side of the flagpole. Oh, now she is bending her head. Oh, and Jesus is coming over now. He's coming now through the clouds. Oh, there's like a great mist just over the flagpole by the, the great figure of that eagle on the pole. There's a great mist, like a fog. It's almost like a formation of a cloud. And Jesus is right in the center of it. Now he's coming down. Very slowly he's gliding down. And he's standing by Our Lady. Now Jesus is leaning forward. You will finish the prayers of atonement, my child. question is, now at the hour of our death, amen. All who are able will kneel. Jesus is with Our Lady over on the right side of the flagpole. Now, Jesus is smiling. Oh, He's so beautiful. And Our Lady now is coming over. Now, Jesus is motioning. She's coming over to His right side. Now, Jesus has His robe. The robe is a burgundy color. And He is leaning forward. My child, as you will notice, I seldom change the color of my robe. This can be a lesson to mankind, that change is not always of the good spirit. It compounds confusion and error. Now Jesus is going over. He's floating. He doesn't walk. He seems to glide on the air. Now He's looking down, and He's placing His hand in front of Him. Now He's bending His face over. My child, it will not be necessary for my children to open their packages. Graces flow in abundance from the Father onto these sacred grounds. Everything and every soul shall be bathed in the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus has His hands placed together like this, three fingers, and extended out, and He's turning over well to on His right, and He's raising His hand like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, He's making the sign of the cross. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary with the crucifix like this, and she's raising it like this in front of her, and making the sign of the Trinity in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to the right, and she's waiting now, and Jesus has gone before her, and He's now going over to the left side of the flagpole. Now Our Lady is coming behind Him, and oh, St. Michael, Michael is over there. He has a long white robe on still, and he's standing there with a balance in his hand and a spear. The balance is in his left hand, and the spear is in the right hand. And he's looking down, and he's pointing the spear downward. I don't think it's a good sign when he points the spear downward. I know that he means it shows displeasure of the actions of mankind now upon the in the world, and which would lead to eventual punishment. Now, the spear is still pointed downward, and Jesus, though, is coming over, and he's in the center now between the flagpole and the trees, and he's placing his hand in front of him and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming behind him with Michael, and they're now almost, Jesus is almost standing on the branch of a tree. And he's looking down now, and he's placing his hand down. It's just about level with his chest, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children, you will receive graces in abundance. My mother has come to you in the womb of the Father as a mediatrix between mankind and the Father. To save, to recover as many souls as are willing to sacrifice and do penance in the time left for them. Know that you will not cast aside the warnings of my mother. Now Jesus is rising. He's going up over the flagpole, and Our Lady now is following it. She's just floating up, just gliding. Oh, and Michael now is by Our Lady. He's at the left side of Our Lady, and they're standing now over that flagpole. Now Jesus has come forward, and he's placed his hand up by his face, and he needs to listen. My child, we have given the message from heaven. It will be accepted. accepted or rejected in the will of mankind. The choice for the eternal salvation of his soul still lies with each man. None will be forced into heaven. Graces will be given in abundance for the recovery of souls. But one must want to, my child. One will ask and receive, by merit, the keys to the kingdom. I send upon you in the Father and the Holy Spirit graces for the cure and conversion, cure of the body and cure of the soul. All for the asking. All who are labored with sorrow, come to my mother and be solaced. There is no rest in heaven. There is no time as you measure it upon earth. Know that my mother is ever present on these grounds. Ask and you shall receive. For she has set herself with willingness as a mediatrix for you. For she is your mother and all mothers upon earth will look up to my mother as an example of purity and sacrifice. Now Jesus is looking up and he's placing his hand out to Our Lady. And Our Lady now has come forward and he's taken her hand. Jesus has taken Our Lady's hand. And now they're both gliding over to the right side of the flagpole near the trees. Now Jesus is bending over. My child, you will continue now with the prayers of atonement. So many are needed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This is a powerful mystery. Also, Mr. So, but on Thursday, June 18th, there will be the fourth anniversary of Our Lady's coming here to Bayside. And also, in the plan of heaven, there will be a Mass at 7:30. Actually, the Mass is for my son Raymond. But you can see already heaven has been working. The Mass is a memorial for my son, who was shot to death, as you know. It's the Satan's plan to try to disturb the work, but it's a very heavy cross to carry, but one which I accept from Jesus, as we know through the pictures, that it was in the plan of heaven to allow this, because he was also an instrument of his Father being with me when St. Teresa first appeared in 1968 in my bedroom. Now, at 7:30, that will be before Our Lady's next appearance here, on the fourth anniversary, there will be a Mass at 7:30, and that way we can join Jesus at the tabernacle. And I know it will be a night of great grace, because it's only through the providence of the Father that it was arranged this way. I know much to the delight of the saints in heaven that everyone can be with Jesus on the fourth anniversary also of Our Lady's coming here. So the Mass will be at 11:30 p.m. on Thursday evening, June the 18th. And I know that this makes me feel great in part, because I know then that the full plan of heaven is coming about, because it is the providence of the Father that for this time, also this Mass being said on the 18th for Raymond, through Raymond and Jesus, believe it or not, this Mass was requested by a lady not of the faith. In fact, she is of the Jewish faith. But when this happened to Raymond, she came, and you could see that God works to convert all. And as St. Michael said this evening, let us go out and convert the unbeliever. That is one of the duties of being an apostle of the latter days, to convert the unbeliever. They only they disbelieve, let's say they do not believe, because they do not understand at this time. So those with the light must go forward and bring the knowledge of the true Church of Jesus, which is the Roman Catholic Church under Pope Paul, founded under St. Peter by Jesus, the one and only true Church. The others are
said people are ladies that are Protestants, which means that they protested. And being human, they sort of walked in the worldly ways instead of staying with the Holy Spirit. They started reasoning with their human knowledge and didn't really follow the true plan of Jesus to remain with Rome and Pope Paul, well, Pope Paul now, but the other popes of previous history. That's why we have so many breaking away, and that's what Our Lady is struggling to now, that we don't have another schism or a breaking apart from Rome due to the fact that people don't understand that you have to stand forth and just stay past and stay with Jesus and pray the devil out of the house, as Our Lady says. To pray, because Satan cannot stay even in the house of God with his prayer. We must bring prayer back to the homes and to the houses, which are the churches throughout the world, and Satan will leave. That's why Our Lady says we must enter Michael back into the house of God, because as Our Lady said tonight, Michael is the guardian of the faith, and he will certainly chase Satan out. So prayer is now the major instrument against Satan. Prayer, sacrifice, and atonement. And of course, you wear your sacramentals, because the harder you work for Jesus, the more Satan will try to attack you. And the sacramentals are your armors against Satan. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary. Mary, help our mothers save us.